coming up, we're going to be talking about Descendants, The Rise of Red, the renewal of Grey's Anatomy and 911, and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about a brand new Disney original film called Descendants, The Rise of Red, which is the fourth of the Descendants franchise films. It's going to be coming to Disney Plus on July the 12th. It'll also be shown on the Disney Channel in the US the following month. So we've got to see our first teaser trailer for this one, and it kind of looks kind of fun. You've kind of got Red just kind of going down a corridor, spray painting hearts everywhere, and then she kind of eventually bumps into her new roommate. So this looks like it's definitely going to be set after the events of the last few films. Obviously, I'm kind of moving on from some of the cast because, you know, they got older. But unfortunately, with one of the cast members, Cameron Bryce, sadly passing away, it does look like they're going to have to move on to a new cast, and kind of in some ways maybe doing a reboot kind of thing is the best way for them to do that. Not going to lie, Descendants isn't really kind of the thing that I've watched the first movie, but that's about it. It's not really necessarily for me. So if you like the look of this trailer, let me know. Did you like it? Did you not? Looks pretty good, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about some licensing news. Because when Disney Plus was ramping up, Disney decided to kind of scale back its licensing to other platforms and other channels, etc., in trying to give Disney Plus as much original content as possible. And that worked for a little bit, but over time they've kind of eased on that a little bit because essentially they need money. You know, all the streaming services have not been making profit, and therefore Disney's kind of looked at their licensing way that they used to make loads of money from it, because it used to be a very profitable business, and go, actually, we kind of want to do that a little bit again. Now, what they have announced is some new licensing for the UK. Now, already in the last sort of 6 months or so, Disney has actually licensed out some originals, like Love, Victor went to BBC, Abbott Elementary and Greenwich went to Channel 4, and ITVX picked up Extraordinary and Under the Banner of Heaven. Today it was announced by UK TV that they have secured the rights to broadcast several Disney original programmes, including Alaska Daily and The Company You Keep, which is kind of interesting since both of those shows have been cancelled and removed from Disney Plus, which I think is a good thing. If you're going to write it off and get rid of it and cancel it, at least put it out there for somewhere else to watch. You'll get some extra money from it rather than just throwing it in the bin and just claiming it's a tax write-off. It's not ideal. It would have been better had they just stayed on Disney Plus, but nevertheless, those two shows are going to be available over the next couple of months on the channel. They've also announced that they've picked up Mike and a Small Light, in addition to some classic 20th century TV series, including Brothers and Sisters and Sons of Anarchy. Both Alaska Daily and The Company Keep will be shown on the crime channel Alibi this coming summer. It's also been announced that A Small Light will air on the free-to-air channel Drama in May. Well, Mike will also broadcast on Dave. I always think that's such a weird name for a channel. While Sons of Anarchy and Brothers and Sisters will be available on the UK TV Play app later this summer. Again, nothing too strange in how they're doing this and just kind of getting additional money, getting more people to watch it. And these are still going to be available on Disney Plus, so like A Small Light and stuff will still be there. They're not necessarily exclusive. But I think we're going to see more of this, especially internationally, where in countries where they don't actually have linear channels, it makes sense to try and get it out there and give a little bit more room to grow, a little bit extra cash. And I think we're going to see a little bit more of this in other countries as well. And as far as I'm concerned, if it doesn't come off Disney Plus, I don't really see there as a negative, you know, as long as it stays there. I mean, if they started taking things off and putting things on, it's just annoying and frustrating, and ultimately we're paying for the service and all the rest of it. But if they're putting it out there and just allowing more people to watch it and it builds more knowledge of these shows, I think that's pretty good. But let us know what you think of all this in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's now talk about two major shows which are going to be returning this coming fall for new seasons. So Grey's Anatomy will be returning for season 21, while 911 will be returning for season 8. Both have recently debuted on ABC in the US and have been huge hits. 911 has been massive. Again, Disney have just picked up the rights in the US to be able to put it onto Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus, one of their biggest shows. It is massive. Not going to lie, wasn't really expecting these shows not to get picked up because they've been massively successful, and kind of fits in with the idea of Disney going after hits that are working. You know, if you've got a show that keeps pulling people in, you just want to keep it going, and so it makes sense for them to do so. And obviously, well, both of these shows are exclusive on Disney Plus, like here in the UK and in other countries. But no word yet on the new season arriving for 911 in the UK. We're probably going to wait a couple more weeks, but Grey's Anatomy in Station 19 started here on Disney Plus last week. But obviously in the US, you get a new episode every Friday, which is great stuff. But also with this, it just kind of just continues to show really of just like Disney going all in on these big shows, big things. And, you know, with them cancelling so many other shows, I think it makes sense for them to kind of just sort of go on and on these. But let us know, are you excited about the continuation of 911 and Grey's Anatomy? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today, because it's a big day for new releases. The big major release was Wish, a brand new film which was released on Disney Plus around the world. This one's taken much longer to get to Disney Plus than typical, nearly 5 months. Really kind of stretching it out, making sure that people start to realize that films are not going to arrive on Disney Plus so quickly. I love this film. There's some amazing songs in here. I thought it was really good. Definitely worth watching. I know a lot of people skipped at cinemas, including myself. I didn't watch it till it was out on digital. But yeah, I thought it was a really, really fun movie. Lots of little nods to Disney 100. It's not the best movie ever, but it's got some nice points in it, some nice music. I love the goats. Definitely check it out. I'm sure it's going to be a huge hit on Disney Plus over the next few weeks, but that's the big one. There was also a new double episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch. Watched both of them this morning. Kind of setting up a little bit more maybe of what's happening with Grogu and what they're planning on with the set. I don't know, there are definitely things being set up. I think setting up like with testing on Jedis and people with force sensitive stuff. This double episode it's been good. I've been a little bit lukewarm on the series. That's been good. Also, new episode of X-Men 97 today. This one was primarily focused on Jubilee, and they got stuck in like a video game, very much kind of 90s, the X-Men video game. I liked it, but I'm a kid from that era, and that is, yeah, I thought that was a real nice, fun episode. There's also some interesting side storyline going on with Storm, with her trying to get her powers back, but two great originals, plus you got Wish, plus lots of other bits and pieces as well. But let us know, are you going to be watching any of this on Disney Plus? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. And our question of the day, which comes from Moddy, who says, wouldn't it have made more ideal to Disney to release Tigers in theaters first, like they used to, and then drop it onto Disney Plus on Earth Day? So I think the big thing with Disney Nature is a lot of those films actually were never released in cinemas outside of the US. It was primarily just there. We didn't get them in the UK. And sometimes it'll take a lot longer to get to cinemas and just be able to buy them. And so that was a big problem. I just think in general, Disney Nature films are very niche. They do not bring in a lot of money at the box office. You look at the previous box office numbers for other films, they're not that high. I suspect the cost of putting them out there, advertising, all the rest of it, is just financially just not viable. So putting them out as Disney Plus originals just allows them to reach a bigger audience, less money being spent on it. And I think that's probably for the best. And I think Disney Plus still needs some big original stuff. And I think Disney Nature makes a sense. Also, I wouldn't be at all surprised then if they film other stuff at the same time. They can sell that on as stock footage, use it for National Geographic. I wouldn't be at all surprised that. I'm looking forward to The Rise of Tiger, the side-on documentary. That I think it's going to be more for me as a little bit more of a grown-up. But yeah, the idea of putting them out in cinemas, I just don't think it works in today's environment. Maybe if they put it out there for that day or a few things, but our cinema's going to want to take it on. Our audience is really going to go. They've never really gone in the past to these films. So I think it makes sense. I'm just glad that they're continuing. It's a niche product. You don't get that many of them. And as long as people are enjoying it and people keep watching it, that's the key thing. But yeah, I just don't quite think that there's enough audience there to go cinema to see this. And also as well, if they put it out in cinemas, say they put it out at the beginning of April and then they put it onto Disney Plus on Earth Day, you're then causing problems then for all your other films, like I said with Wish, where you don't want things going there really quickly anymore. So it kind of, if they do that for like Tiger, then people will expect it for Inside Out and Deadpool. So it's a catch-22 on dealing with the other side of it. But I actually think putting it out on Disney Plus is the best way of reaching a bigger audience globally than the films ever have in the past. But let us know, do you think they should have released Tiger in cinemas? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.